Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Playing Forgotten Music on 78 RPM Records. My name is Kurt Hahn. Well, thank you for joining me on this last day of May 2015. We're going to do a short little show. We're going to play three songs by John Standley, S-T-A-N-D-L-E-Y, with Horace Height and his Musical Nights. Now, what caught my eye about this particular artist was the fact that on the 10-inch Shellac Records, he has a song called It's in the Book. It's on part one, and then the flip side, of course, is on part two. Well, that means I had to play it and edit it and clean it up, which is another reason to do it. But the other reason was I was doing some research, and apparently it came out on Capitol Records. But mine is on... Magnolia Records. So, but I'm going to play that one in a second. First one to play is called Clap Your Hands. Here we go.
We shall now have a wee bit of a music lesson. We'd like to have everyone follow me and do precisely what I say. Now, it's a very simple little game. All you do is give one beat for one, two beats for two, three beats for three, and four will take what's left. All together, would you kindly? Now, here's a simple little game, easy as can be. All you do is clap your hands and try to follow me. It's one, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. A one, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. A one, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. A one, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. You're doing fine, everyone. Keep it up and let's have fun. Everyone, as before, but only strike the two and four. One, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. One, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. One, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. One, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. You're doing fine, I must agree. But everyone, follow me. Go ahead. As before, but only strike the one and three. One, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. A one, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. A one, two, a three, a four. Clap your hands and sing some more. A one, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. You're so fine, I can't lose you. One and four might now confuse you. Everyone, as before, but only strike the one and four. One, two, three, 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 four. One. You were fine, I must admit. Keep it up. Just a little bit. Everyone, as before, hit them all. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Clap your hands and sing some more. A one, a two, a three, a four. Clap your hands and sing some more. A one, two, three, four. That's all there is. There ain't no more.
Okay, so this begs the question, who is Johnny Standley? Well, Johnny Standley was a musician, actor, and comedian from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hey, I had a show earlier today with a gentleman from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who also lived in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Standley, who wrote, along with Art Thornton, recorded It's in the Book, which is a song we're going to do next, a number one single on the Billboard charts in 1952. The comic recording sold over 2 million copies and received a gold record. During World War II, Standley served in the U.S. Army, entertained the troops of Red Skelton and David Brubeck in the USO. And Standley frequently worked with Horace Height. Okay, pretty cool. Now, so with that being a dude, it's in the book. Here we go.
I have a message for you. A very sad message. My subject for this evening will be Little Bo Peep. It says here, a little Bo Peep who was a little girl has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Now that's reasonable, isn't it? It's reasonable to assume if little Bo Peep had lost her sheep, it's only natural that she wouldn't know where to find them. Oh, that's reasonable. But leave them alert. That overwhelms me. Completely overwhelms me. The man said she lost her sheep. Turns right around and boldly states, she doesn't know where to find it. And then has the stupid audacity to say, leave them alone. Now think for a moment. Think. If the sheep were lost and you couldn't find them, you'd have to leave them alone, wouldn't you? You can't do much harm to a sheep when you don't know where they are, can you? So leave them alone. Leave them alone. It's in the book. Leave them alone. And they being the sheep, they will come home. Ah, yes, they'll come home. Oh, there'll be a brighter day tomorrow. They will come home. It's in the book. They will come home a wagon a day. Pray tell me, what else could they wag? They will come home a wagon a day. Behind. Did we think they'd wag them in front? Of course, they might have come home in reverse. They could have done that. I really don't know.
But nonetheless, it's in the book.
Everyone, shall we pick up our books and sing a grand and exciting old song? You'll find your books on the backs of your seats. Everyone, 222, let's really enjoy ourselves. Let's live it up all together. You remember Grandma's Lysol, good for everything in the home. And the secret was in the scrubbing. It wouldn't suds and couldn't foam. Then let us all sing right out of Grandma's. Everything on the place, the pots and kettles, the dirty dishes, and for your hands, and for your face, all for your hands.
Shall we now sing the second verse?
Let's fill it with a great exuberance. Let's live it up. It's not raining inside tonight. Everyone, let's have a happy time. Are we ready? All together. The second verse. Little Herman and Brother Thurman had an aversion to washing their ears. Grandma scrubbed them with the Lysol, and they haven't heard a word in years. They let us all sing right out of them. Oh, Grandma's Lysol, sing all out. All over the place, the pots and kettles, the dirty dishes.
Well, let's sing what's left of the last verse. Let's have a happy time, everyone. The last verse, all together. Everyone. Mm-hmm. thank you kindly, kindly. Mrs. O'Malley, out in the valley, suffered from ulcers, I understand. She swallowed a cake of Grandma's Lysol, has the cleanest ulcers in the land. Then they had us both.
It's in the book.
Okay.
It's in the book. They recorded comic monologue, partially sung, partially an exhortation and a revivalist preacher on the subject of Little Bo Peep. It was marked as a pop song and made the Billboard chart in 1952, reaching number one. Written by John Stanley and Art Thorson and released by Stanley on Capitol label. Again, mine happens to be on Magnolia Records. But we do, the Clap Your Hands was on Capitol Records 2569. The backside of that is a song called Proud New Father. And I'm going to dedicate this song to a sailor friend of mine, Petty Officer First Class Eric, who just came off an Indian Ocean cruise and got to see his daughter for the very first time. Eric, this one is for you.
Friends and proud young fathers, we have a problem. Our problem, that well-remembered bit of literature, Rockabye Baby. Rockabye Baby in the treetop. What have we here? A new form of infancy delinquency? Just imagine this picture. It's 3 a.m. Baby wakes up, starts to cry. Proud young father jumps out of bed, grabs baby in one arm, cradle in the other, and runs out into the yard, frantically searching for a tree. A tree to climb all the way to the top, just to rock goodbye baby. And when the wind blows, have we nothing better to do than to place a poor, helpless infant high in a tree and wait for the wind to blow? And when the wind blows, the cradle will rock. You can bet your sweet life it'll rock. Why, friends, I have seen gentle breezes back in Oklahoma that would have blown baby, cradle, father and all 10,000 miles all the way across Texas. And when the bow breaks, this is a nursery rhyme. No wonder we have juvenile delinquency. When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. Did he think that we thought it would stay up there? The cradle will fall, and down will come baby, cradle, proud new father. And, oh, what a gooey mess. Seems to me it would have been better had the poem read, proud young father, plant yourself a slippery elm. And when baby starts to whine, just remember that a slippery elm is the onliest tree that man can't climb. And the record over?
Well, we're not turning the record over. We're going to say goodnight. Eric, that is for you and for your daughter. Have a good day. Ladies and gentlemen, again, just a little something I found Never heard of Johnny Stanley before. I'm glad I did. Just sort of an easy way to sort of cheer up a Sunday night. So, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just a short little concern. Results or dedications, just let me know. I'm at oscssw@juno.com. oscssw@juno.com. Or you can always reach me through Facebook at facebook.com/S3Productions2. Forgotten Music on the 78 Records. That was Johnny Stanley and Horace Height and his musical nights. With that, you all have a great night. Hope you enjoy a little company, a little comedy, just to kind of brighten up your afternoon. With that, good night.